Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price. I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and to greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Hey, can I tell you something? I hope this finds you well. Listen, I know it finds you blessed without a doubt, friend. We're blessed even when we don't feel like that we are, without a doubt. Even when we don't have those glory bumps moving up and down our spine, making the back of our hair stand up. Listen, we're still blessed. We're blessed, friend, because our sins are under the blood, because our name's in the Lamb's Book of Life, because we've been sealed with the Spirit of God. Oh, look, friend, if you know Christ as your Savior, you are a blessed man or a woman. And how wonderful it is. Well, Debbie and I think it's awful gracious of you to tune in today. We trust our time together will be a blessing. Listen, friend, that's our goal. We want to glorify God. That's exactly right. We want to exalt Him. We want to lift Him up. We want to point men to Him. We want to do our part, our little part, to bring men to Christ and to build Christ in men. And I'll tell you the truth, friend. I'll tell you, it's a glorious privilege, but it's also a great responsibility. So we don't take this lightly. We don't take this lightly. Don't take the fact that you have chosen to tune in, and we pray that you'll think that it is an investment anytime and every time that you do. I've opened my Bible to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, the book of Hebrews, right after the book of Philemon, right before the book of James, chapter 11, the book of Hebrews. I'm going to be reading, using verse 6 as a text verse for this message. Before I do that, Deb's got a song, one of her earliest that she has written. The title of it, listen, says it all. Think of the land, and I want you to enjoy this, and I'll be back when Debbie gets done with this song and the message of it to share with you, to preach to you, to proclaim to you the word that God has given me today. Well, I love you, appreciate you. You enjoy this, won't you? I know that you will, because I told you you'd like it. Friend, listen, do you ever think about that land that Jesus said, I've gone to prepare? Oh, friend, listen, I wouldn't miss that place for the world. If I were you, it's real. It's just around the corner. It's ready, no doubt in my mind, to be revealed, friend. Oh, He's coming back. He promised that He would. And I beg of you, sir, I beg of you, man, to be ready, to get ready, to be ready when Jesus comes. Look in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. The book of Hebrews, chapter 11. I'm going to read verse 6, which says this. He said, but without faith it is impossible to please him for, now listen to this, he or she or they, whatever the case may be, cometh to him, cometh to God, must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let me read that again, if I may, it's so good. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Now the him there is God. We know that it is because it goes down in this verse and identifies him without question. So, without faith, it is impossible to please him. That is God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I'm going to talk to you just a little while about this thought. Let's not forget. You say, not forget what, preacher? Well, I'll tell you, the Lord willing, in this message as it develops by the grace of God. But let us not forget. Now listen, friend, let's be honest. I believe we're living in strange times, but exciting times, don't you think? When we begin to look at the world stage and the situation that we find our world in politically and relationally, globally, I'm telling you, friend, listen, it's enough to get all of our attention when we think about what Russia is doing, led by Putin against Ukraine, how that it has stirred up the ideas of China and their relationship to Russia, the problems that it creates for America, and the stand we're going to take, the weak leadership, in my opinion, that we have in Washington, D.C., in a president that many times doesn't even know the day of the week that he's existing in, and a vice president, friend, that tried to explain the situation between Russia and Ukraine like a second grader. Listen, friend, we're in a mess. And then, friend, the third most important leader of our free world is a Nancy Pelosi that, well, I don't have much confidence in her, although I pray about these people every day. So listen, as we begin to look at the world situation, the economy here in the United States, we've got the highest inflation that we've had in over 40 years. Listen, we used to be a fuel independent. We didn't need anything for anybody else. And now we've got a president calling and begging other countries to ramp up their production for us. Well, I'm telling you, friend, look at the price of food. Wheat's going up. Therefore, every item that we get in the store is going to be increasing. Hey, transportation costs, gas prices out of the roof. Hey, is that not enough? But listen, friend, it's not a downer message. It's not a negative message. I just wanted to set it up. But let us remember that God is today. That's what this message is about. This whole book of Hebrew, it has some great key words to it. Better is one. But there is two words that God put together throughout the book of Hebrews, and it is let us. So that's kind of the idea behind my message, behind my text. I mean to tell you, Hebrews just says, for instance, in a few scriptures, let us in chapter 6 go on to perfection. He says in chapter 4, let us come boldly unto a throne of God. Let us hold the profession of our faith. Let us labor. Let us fear. Hey, listen, friend. Hey, you know what? We need to remember. So let us remember. What do we need to remember today, preacher? Well, two things come up here in verse 6 of chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews. It says, let us, friend, listen now, let us remember, first of all, how that God is. And then, if I get to it, let us remember that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Do you know what I believe we need to do today? We need to seek Him with all of our heart. We need to seek Him with all of our might. We need to seek speak Him with all of our mind. Oh, if there's ever time to practice what is the first and the greatest commandment, it is this: to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And He goes on and says, the second is likened to the first: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But oh, don't you think, friend, that we ought to remember something that's important, something that's foundational, something, friend, that'll give us, listen, a strong faith to stand on. Hey, listen, friend, we need to remember that God is, and that's it. You say, that He is what, preacher? Well, I'll tell you a few things about that in a minute. But look what the writer said again. He said, listen, without faith it is impossible to please Him, meaning God, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is. Can I tell you, friend, this is faith's one great basic essential fact. You say, what is it, preacher? Well, listen now. It's going to be simple, but it's going to be simply profound, that there is a true living God, and that He is, that He was, that He always shall be. He is what He was yesterday. He is today what He will be tomorrow. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. What He was, He is. What He is and was, He always shall be. Glory to God. We just need to remember today. Let us not forget in this present hour, in this mess we're in, where we're at, in this point in time of history, let us not forget, bless God, that God is. Amen. I can't make it any simpler than that. Can make it any clearer than that. God wants us to know that. God wants us to know how bad He is. Oh, friend, how important that is. Sometimes I think we tend to forget. Sometimes I think that we believe that the White House is in control. That the folks on Capitol Hill are in control. That maybe Putin and where is it at in Moscow? That they're in control. That somewhere down in Iran or in some other place. Bless God that some other despot is ruling. That he is in control. But let this old country preacher tell you time and time again that there is a God who was and is and always shall be, who is the supreme commander, who is sovereign over all, who is creator and sustainer of this universe. And hey, listen, friend, our perplexities are simple problems for God. Let us remember today that God is a glory. Hallelujah. Thank God. Listen, this fact that there is a one true God is the basic, essential fact that our faith rests upon. We must believe that there is a God. There's not one God among many. Do you hear me? God is not a God among many, but He is a God above all others. He said, listen, I am, and there is none else besides me. You might try to believe man. You might try to create your own little frail, piddly God. But I'll tell you, the Word of God tells us, and by the one who is omniscient, knowing all things, and that He is God, and there is none other. He said, besides me, I know not any. And if there were any other gods, God would know them and call them out. They're gods, false gods, gods that be no gods, that are formulated and created by man. But oh, friend, listen, there is one true God who is supreme and sovereign and living and existing and ruling and reigning over all. When Moses was sent to Egypt to lead the children of Israel out. Do you know what he did? He went down there to confront the, quote, 10 gods of the nation of Egypt. And Moses said, hey, wait just a minute, God. When I get down there, my people are going to ask me who sent me. Who in the world will I tell them sent me? And God said, listen, Moses, when you get there, you just tell them that I am has sent thee. You tell them that I'm the one that exists. I'm the self-existing God. I'm the eternal God. I'm the able God. I'm the sovereign God. I'm the supreme God. I'm the one true God. You just tell them, Moses, that I am. That I am has sent you. The one that exists. A self-existing friend that needs nothing. That is all that he needs and supplies. Friend, listen. All that we need. Oh, hallelujah. Friend, listen. He's sovereign. We need to remember. Let us remember. Remember these things. Let us remember. There's so much to preach, thank God. I don't have time and hardly any sense enough to do it, but let us preach a few things. Let us remember that God is sovereign and supreme. You know what it means for God to be sovereign? It means that He is absolutely in authority and He is unrestricted in His supremacy. I looked up a definition from the Easton's Bible Dictionary, and it defines God's sovereignty as this: His absolute right to do all things according to His good pleasure. Man, I like that. I don't know about you, but I just find comfort in that. Oh, you say, preacher, how does that relate to man's will? Well, listen, friend, I believe man does have a free will, but I believe it's a limited free will. And can I tell you what? Hey, listen, friend, nothing that a man can do. The free will of man that God has decided to give to man never hurts, injures, takes away from the sovereignty of God. Listen, friend, He is the supreme ruler of the universe. All creatures, great and small, all things seen and unseen, all things unknown by us, but all things known to God. Hey, listen, friend, He is sitting on His throne in heaven. He sits, the writer said, upon the circle of the earth. And listen, He's not abdicating His throne. He's not up there wiping sweat off His brow wondering what He's going to do, what Putin's going to do, what NATO's going to do, what Biden's going to do. Hey, listen, He's sovereign. He's not, listen, a victim of circumstance, but He is the master. He's ruling. He's reigning. He's seeing and overseeing. And we're men. Listen, friend, do the wrong thing. He always does the right thing. I say glory. Hallelujah. Listen, we're man is inconsistent. He is consistent. How do you know that? Like I've told you and I'm going to tell you again, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory! Hallelujah! That gives me comfort in a changing world. And isn't it amazing, friend, how quickly our world can change, how the economy could change overnight. Friends, listen, how our global positioning can change overnight. How can conditions can change in just a moment of time. But I'll tell you, friend, listen, there's one consistent. There's one that's constant. Because He's eternal. Because He is immutable. Because He is who He is. Thank God. I want you to know today that we need to remember these things. We need to look unto Him, the author and the finisher of our faith. We need to see Him. Bless God, as the Word of God tells us that He is. And you know what He is? I like this. Thank God. I remember getting a message on this years ago as a young preacher. I don't know whether I dug it out or I picked it up after hearing somebody's preach. But thank God, I want you to know how the Word of God tells us repetitively, time and again, how that God is able. As a matter of fact, it goes far back as Genesis. Was it Sarah that wondered whether or not God was able? Hey, listen, friend, God is able. Wish I could get all of that together. I mean, they even ask a question, can God set a table in the wilderness? And I want you to know those Israelites that came out of Egypt, they never lost any weight. Their clothes didn't wear out. The soles of their shoes and sandals didn't wear out. He provided the meat from heaven, water to drink on, drink from, bless God, He's able to meet our need. God is able. And the writer Paul said to the church of Ephesus, to do exceeding abundantly above that which we ask or think. God is able. Paul again, the writer of Hebrews, to succor us or to comfort us or to encourage us. Thank God today, listen, we've got a God that's supreme. We've got a God that's sovereign. We've got a God that's constant and consistent because He's eternal and immutable. And we've got a God that's not only able, but here's the good thing. He's willing to meet all of our needs according to His riches in glory. Well, I'll tell you what, really quick, my time's running out. I gotta say this quick. Listen, I can't help but thank the Kinsman Redeemer. Hey, thank God, not to tell you all about it, but to be a genuine Kinsman Redeemer, to be able to redeem either somebody or a portion of ground. Do you know what? They had to be two things, among others, but they had to be, number one, able. In other words, they had to have the ability, the finances, that personal strength to be able to do what was required of a kinsman redeemer to do. But listen, if they didn't have the second part, the first part didn't matter. They had not only to be able, but they had to be willing. Hey, listen, thank God. The Bible says that God is not only able, but He's willing to meet all of our need according to His riches in glory through Christ Jesus. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, I want to read you verse 30, which is a shouting verse. It says, but of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. May I tell you, friend, listen, God is able. And I say glory. Hallelujah. Listen, we ought to remember, let us remember that God is aware of all things. God's aware of our state. God's aware of our situation. And listen, He's available. Look, here's what I encourage you to do. When this old preacher says his amen, when Debbie's song comes to its close, and this little a time spent together in worship of God, considering His Word, why don't you run to Him? Why don't you go to Him in prayer and see how available that He is? He's aware of you, sir. He's aware of you, ma'am. He knows your fears. He knows your uprisings and downsettings. He knows your thought far off. And can I tell you, listen, He wants to minister to you. He's got grace, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12:9, and that is sufficient. 1 Peter 5:10 tells us that He's the God of all grace. And if you search your New Testament, you'll find that it's available, and that it's abundant, and that it's abounding. And an old slave trader that was converted from all of his sin, bless God, he wrote a song that's familiar to all of us. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I'll tell you, bless God, and you'll find God to be where He's always been if you go to Him in prayer. You'll find Him to be what He has always been if you seek His face. For they that come to Him must believe, first of all, that He is, and second of all, that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Go to Him, friend. Go to Him now. Listen, bless God, He's constant. He's consistent in an ever-changing world, in an ever-changing, bless God, universe. He's the eternal one. He's the unchanging one. He's the immutable one. He's the one that says, I am, and change not. He's not only ruling in the heavens among the armies of the angels, but in the kingdoms of men. And when, bless God, men fail to do His will, He overrules them, and because He is, well, let's not forget. Until the next time, God bless you, my friend.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDeBbie at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.